se
é no matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Mato que lá po vaqueto, mato que lá po tate kalunga ne munyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Eagle FM. We are back with the program Stop Suffering here live. Yes, we are live from the studio, the studios of Eagle FM here in Windhoek, capital city. May God bless you all. And as we always say, there is a way out for your problems. There is a way out for your situation. Doesn't matter how big your problem is. Remember, tate kalunga oyatate. Tate kalunga oyatate. God is Father. And I'm not alone here in the studio. I have here with me Pastor Festus. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. And mwa tokelopo na mibia kembinga nembinga dishe.
And those who are suffering, Pastor Festus, they can prepare themselves because we are going to be praying for them, yes, as always we do before the end of the Stop Suffering program. We have a moment of prayer, a moment of prayer. And those who want to pray with us, they can prepare a glass of water or a bottle of water. And remember, the lines are open, the toll-free number. You can include your name in the prayer book, 0800-222-333-5. It's a toll-free number. We apologize. Last Tuesday, I understand that there was a little bit of a problem with the toll-free number. But you can try to call today, and it's a free call. You don't need their time. They can call and include the name of a family member for the moment of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Vaholi kembinga nembinga akushe okumuli mope ifenga ama pulikina kola duwei. O takutuwa kucha o udite wa finini kwa. O udito ngana mwenye oe ya faya hulila mwenye ngui. Uwewete kucha kapene vatelo lasha kujutu shakeneke. O hatu kushivi opo ukale pola duwe. Nongengo ujuwe we kufinini kunene ndo udite uneitavelo muove. Weitavela kucha kalungo tadruku kufapu juo nanduka lufike peni. Nanduka la utola penya na penya. O uneitavelo kucha kalungo te kumangula kujuo to shakeneke. So ongeno todruku tudengela kono mola yetu yongoji. Onola nohetatu. Onola vavari. Ombali vavari. Onatuvatatu. Nonano. Onatuvatatu. Nonano. Handendula. Onola. Ohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatuvatatu, nonano. Pongo jopo to hange ponno ta druku kuvatela, ongo jopi dengelo oshari, kapenashi to druku futa oshari shangonki.
Yeah, because people have to understand that prayer has power.
Yes, Bishop.
Prayer has power. When the moment we pray, we talk to God, the power of God is manifested. The Bible says in Psalm number 50, verse number 15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you glorify me. Perhaps for you who are listening to us right now, throughout Namibia, it has been a day of trouble. Or maybe not a day, but a week of trouble, or a month of trouble. Or perhaps you are suffering for some time now, for years. You thought that this year things would be better, and already 2 months, almost gone, time is going already, and we are coming to the end of February, the second month, and your situation, instead of getting better, it is getting worse. But, as we said, everything is possible for those who believe. If you believe, everything is possible for you. Your life can change. So get your phone now and call 0800-222-3335. It's a toll-free number. You don't need their time. The church is the one that will pay for your call. And even after the program, this number is 24/7. You can keep calling, and I'm sure God is going to bless you. And we are going to continue to that tonight with the testimony of Saki. Those of you who are tuned on Tuesday, remember, we are here every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 days, for now 2 days a week. Hopefully, we're going to have more days in future, but Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 p.m., we are here live from Eagle FM, the studios here in Vinduc. And if you heard the testimony of Zach, you already are aware of the problems he went through, the suffering. Okay, his life changed, but today he's going to explain to us how his life was transformed. And that's why, before Zach speaks, Pastor Festus, that's why we bring testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we read from the Bible. We are going to mention, we have always a Bible verse. This week, the topic of the week is don't be afraid. The Word of God says many times, do not fear, do not be afraid. More than 300 times it's written, don't fear, don't be afraid, fear not. And there are many people are afraid that their lives will never change.
Yes.
There are many people afraid that they will never come out of suffering, they will never come out. But the testimonies that we bring every week is a different testimony. Sometimes men, sometimes women, sometimes a bit older, a bit younger. But all of them have one thing in common. By faith. How do you say by faith?
Meitavelo. Yes.
Meitavelo.
Mm.
That's how you say by faith.
Yes.
In Oshivambo language.
Mm.
Meitavelo. By faith. They overcame the problems. By faith. Meitavelo. They change the situation. And the testimonies, they prove that.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop tati kucha. Kalungo kwati ifaneinge pe fimbolo maujueni. So, eshi atushitalenga hanena, ova naveshava tueta mo mahokolo kalunga alundule na la mwenyo davo, ova nuve nya variveri mo maujue, eva fini nika fiota vea ta vete nga la mwenyo davo kukalunga, opo kalunga adulo kulundule nga la mwenyo davo. I'm saying, Bishop, all the testimonies that we have is just we say that God call me in the time of your difficulty. So all of the testimonies that we bring here are people who were having situation that was impossible, look like, but then they come to God, God set them free.
Yeah, today they are testifying.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Zach is going to share his testimony with us and how his life changed. And once again, you can call the toll-free number and include your name, the name of your family member in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. I'm not going to speak to you now, live, but you can call the toll-free number. The pastor's waiting for your call to include your name in the prayer book. Now, let me greet Saki. Good evening, Saki.
Good evening, Bishop.
What's your full name?
My full name is Saki Kalikuma.
Kalikuma.
Yes,
Tate Bishop. Kalikuma.
Yes, Bishop.
So, Saki, you started sharing with us here your suffering, but some they listened, some they didn't. Just for the sake of those who didn't. So, we're not going to stay there long, but just for them to understand, how did your suffering started?
Good evening, everybody who listened to me and listened to us. Bishop, the worst life started when I was 14 years old.
14 years old?
Yeah, it's when I started to drink Otombo. And then later on, I realized that Otombo was not that strong for me to look for attention, really. I can say like that. So later on, I changed from Otombo to beer, from the beer to whiskey. All those things.
So it was gradually?
Yes.
And tell me, Saki, why did you start at 14 years old? Usually people, they start drinking for a reason. To please the friends, others to forget the problems. Why did you start drinking alcohol at the age of 14?
Yeah, Bishop, the time that I started to drink alcohol, I was feeling like I was rejected. I was feeling like I don't have really love. It's where it led me to go to the cooker shop. There was also my family, they used to say word to me that I'm not acting like a really man. Maybe when I grown up, I'm not even going to have a family. Yeah, all those things that they've been put me down in my mind is when I start to drink alcohol.
So you those words, yes. You are not a man, you are not a real man.
Yes, Bishop.
You never have a family.
Yes, Bishop.
So that's what pushed you.
Yes, Bishop.
To start drinking.
Yes, the one that pushed me to drink alcohol because I feel like their words really touch me, put me down. And then there was also a time that I feel like, no, if people, they say every time I'm not feel like I'm a man. So it make me to end up to be just somehow. So ongara mwenye ange shindata meko kunwa o marovu, o malodu, kuno tombo. Oyeta ko ngara mwenye shashi kwa indafandiwe te ka andi horikenawa. No kucha natango o famiri o haiwe tapoicha inyakucha o ndafandi ondindede no kucha kaveshigenge handika karatu onu ena o ngara mwenye yo vakwane dimo vae nga shingo vanu waveshigenge wakura to ningo samanungu na ngo o famiri o eishia wanapo shonesha karashafisha turange pedu mamo madira duro moshicharu shosho tashidenge nge no kuchano kashidureke dikarandi nu umarodu. Yeah, that's what it's where it started.
And usually, one addiction brings together other addictions.
Yes, please.
So with you, then you started with Tombo.
Tombo.
From Tombo went to
beer. What?
Beer.
Beer to whiskey.
And beer to whiskey.
Yes, Bishop.
And what else was happening?
Yeah, Bishop, from that one, when I started to drink Tombo and beer and whiskey, on top of that, things have been start now changing. I even starting to gambling. Gambling, you know, special bars is where you find also women. I start also proposing women. And then from there is when also I never date one woman. I just changing every time. Meaning that the life started from west to west. Everything started one by one, one by one. Up until when I don't have money, I used to go to my family and deceive them for me to have money so I can go and drink alcohol. So
to deceive them, how? Like you would lie to them, please borrow me money for something, and you actually that money was not for what you tell them, it's for drinking, for addiction.
No, Bishop, that one I come up with a tricks. With a deceiving that I can come to you with a thorn, with a broken shoes, or even a trouser, or even a t-shirt.
Like you don't have proper clothing.
Like I don't have a proper clothing. Then I know that person will feel pity for me. And then the moment he give me the money, that's my money for going gambling and money for drinking as well.
So you were like deceiving your family.
Yes, I used to deceive my family up until now. It came worse when I got a job. That time when I got a job, I continue. I can even buy those alcohol which cost a lot of money.
For expensive instance, one.
Expensive one. Is the one that I used to buy and drink and gambling more every day. The moment I wake up, I just wake up like 8 o'clock.
Sometime in the morning.
In the morning, sometimes I even got a job. Sometimes always also deceiving my supervisors at the work that, no, I'm not feeling okay. I'm going to the clinic. But I'm not going to the clinic. I'm going to gambling and drinking. And then I'll come late. When I came late is where also I don't have food in my place where I was staying.
So you now the addiction of gambling, because those who are addicted to gambling, usually people, they think like this, before you continue, they think like this, I'm in control. usually people who struggle with addiction, they like they deceive themselves. They try, like I am in control, like I can stop. I'm but actually, they are not controlling the addiction. The addiction is the one controlling them.
Is the one who's controlling them. Open up and we bishop at the Onga shingo eoglol tali tikucha. Okwari limongalo mo iha duluvali no kuri kondrola, ongaloya ya ko yoka kowi, ndete apo ngato apa ita druvali ku kuri kondrola, ovanu vahapon no hanune ta tikucha ae, ondineke kuya mo kashonana kashona, andi kondrola ik. Eshta katala, Ashishesh kwariena o shaprap. Ongalota im otai uka kowi shi durifene no kuri. Yes, Bishop. They cannot control themselves.
Yeah, so they think they are in control, but actually the addiction is the one that's controlling. So you'd, by the way, if you are suffering with addiction and you want to be free from alcohol addiction, gambling addiction, womanizing addiction, whatever addiction that you are having, call the toll-free number. Include your name. Perhaps there are people that they say, no, I'll stop. They even make promise. No, I promise I'll stop. But they go back. They go back because you need the power of God, the power of faith to help you to come out of this addiction. So 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. Call the toll free now. Include your name. Or perhaps not you. But because you see, Pastor Festus, those who are not addicted, but they have a family member
that is addicted.
They have a loved one, maybe it's the child, usually the son, the daughter, or the brother, the sister, the husband, I don't know, or the father, the mother. When they have somebody who is addicted, they will suffer as well. So they should call and include the name of the family member who is addicted in the prayer.
Yes. Pamwe have wa ulikoshi uma piko, pamoka na koe, pamo numomo wakwane jimo voe, yoeshi tu shishina anaguchangenge umomo uma wakwane jimo tamo nikuna ke piko, nena wakwa onavo wakwa teramu, jila nushamane ilikoshi yoma shina, ilikoshi yoma lodu, kumbwi heta kosha, ano tarangala nonjala, pamo otosha kene kujua fapo, oto tu dengele nekono mola yongo jietu, onola no heta tu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, ona tuvatatu nonano opone ohatu tulonkwa ne dimo oyo membolo mailikano tumwilikanene opengono dakalungo taji kalonga opo onkwa ne dimo ya manguluki.
Yeah, they can call now and include the name of the loved one in the prayer book. So Saki, would you say to yourself sometimes, I'll stop, but then you would maybe stop a little bit and go back? Did you have this situation?
Yes, Bishop, there was a time always when it's like end of the year, especially like in December, is when I used to make like, okay, next year, now this is December, now it's Christmas. I'll drink the way that I want. Even I can forget even my name if you ask me. But the next year, especially from January, I will not touch any alcohol. I will not even gambling. So, oshakata mekanga kucha, mefimbo, handi diladila kucha, peifenga ndiri mu December, nde mu December handi nunga shindahara, omu ndiye nako nasha, ngashi mefimbo lukisimesa, po mafimbo po, pena ivilo amaveshe velipo vongara omone handi druna tango kukonga ongaroyo kunwa amarodu no mone handi diradira kucha okuja paifenga mu December hei nunga shindahara ndeshingo dura teke ya mnyanuari itikwa tavari oshikunwa itikwa to otombo itikwa ta obira nenge whisker nande ikene nande nenge itandi kwa ta o gambling ndika gambling hashie peninga nengao December apkako eshingo January teana tango ndatame keke na tango. So meaning that I used to promise that okay, as from the next year, I will not gambling, I will not drinking, I will not touch anything. But starting from January, from the beginning of the year, I'm already starting again.
So you would try to stop by yourself?
Yes, Bishop.
But you couldn't?
I never stopped.
Yeah. Now, what was the worst moment, Sak, that happened in your life because of this addiction problem?
Yeah, Bishop, the worst moment, it was the time that my family now, they decided, no, wherever I go to visit them, they don't need me. So, meaning my time was expired for them to go and deceiving. I have no way to go and ask. Something come in my mind that if my family, they don't want to help me anything, and my deceiving is done. So let me try to join a group for those who are robbing. That was something in my mind.
Mm.
Then from there, there was a group of people that I know, they used to go and robbing, stealing TV. I decided even to join them. But so far, the person who was, the one who was following to join, he was being killed. And from there, I did not try to go there. But the life of drinking is continue up until also I got a job. When I got a job, it was very worse because I never even spent anything that is having a value from my salary. Unless I would just buy perhaps like a jean or a t-shirt, that's all. That's the all. Rest, I would just drink and gambling.
So did you have this experience of getting paid, let us say month end, like we are coming to month end now?
Yes, Bishop.
People, they are expecting to receive their wages, the salaries.
Yes, Bishop.
Did you, that the day you got paid, that same day you spent everything that night? Did it happen to you?
It happened, let me say, the rest of the life that I was working, the moment I got a job, I can say I never, I don't know, I can not even say today is the month end. Because there is nothing. Every time I have nothing. Even though the money came, like I work, I'm always, it's the same day like I didn't get paid. That's how life I was. And there was a time that one day I went to my place where I was staying. I don't even have anything to eat. But I got paid the same day, but I was hungry. I have nothing to eat. And then I would start thinking all the money that I use, something come in my mind that, no, I think it's better to even to die. What I'm doing here? Yeah. Osheke tapo mito pona tango, ndaka karandina ironga, eshindi ironga ngaho, ohapu pitike shomwed, ongaramunye angeishe, eshinda karandirongo, ihandisha arapo no shimaruwa, ndapea fikoro, iri nandipea, oshifa fanashiki. Shashi maro ande ukifake ko kunwa, maro ande ukifake ko gambiringa, o gambiringa angenge ngonde imama gambiringa, ama ngonde imopo etatu, eka jamwe kesha mtapati, efi mbori mwena kuri andu unduru wamo yada kuchua kucha, na tuye ponche, ya, okuyane ponche penya tu unduru wamo kuna shuna, ashketane kucha, eri, kashidura ike ndi kufemo mwenye omu shashi, andi mwono ikihuna.
So it's like you are going nowhere?
Yes, Bishop.
Nowhere?
Yes, Bishop.
Now, how did your life start changing? How did you come to the Universal Church?
Yeah, Bishop, through that time, all those pains and the worst life, there was someone used to invite me to come to church. And it's not even started like, that person did not invite me like for the first time. That person had been continually
inviting you.
Me. And I'm always passing through the church. And then the moment that person invited me, I'm always having excuse that, no, you know what? I'm waiting for someone coming from somewhere. So I don't want to miss that person.
You were giving excuses.
Excuses. Yeah, but there was a time, Bishop, that I was tired and thinking that, no, this life that I'm living, it's not a good life. We had God long time when we were, even that time when I started drinking tobacco, we had the word of God. God is there. But I never tested God. And then by that time is when I decided, no, I have to see the God that people they are talking about. Even that person who invited me said, no, God will change your life. But that person, I did not even tell my problem. He said, no, if you have a problem, God will change your life. So, osheke apo, kuchanda, ndashiwa kuya kongerega, nongeo ndakara handa nyeko, eshingono ta teifanange ngo kuchaye, wapumbwa ngo pamwe unupsakadi, tatekarungo teku kwafa, arushe handi ngenu kakucha, ondatere angano vamwe tavuya, ndepeife ngaka ndinefimboro kuya mo, kuya kongereka manga, mara osheke apo mito opo, shashi fimbo na shindisho na tata meko kuno tombo hatu dukucha karungo kweri. Ondaka kufa etogoro kucha ondara karunga achenje onga mwenye yange shashi. Okuja kuno na kunyandata meka kuno marodu ondaka runene handimoni huna mara. Ondara kutara karunga ho tapopiwa. That's how it started. I went to the church. When I went to
Do you remember the first day you arrived in the church, sir?
Yes, it was around 6 o'clock. And that time I was not knowing that it's a 6 o'clock service. I just went. And then, and also I was not knowing that the church is going through the whole day. I thought that was the first time the church opened. Yes, Bishop.
So you arrived exactly the time of the service.
Yes, Bishop. From that, the church, that day when the pastor was preaching, I was listening. Pastor mentioned a lot of things, even the thing that I used to do, alcohol. And then that's the time that I was taking everything serious. I continue to come to church every day. I even have friends that who know Universal Church long time. But that friend of mine, he never tell me that he used to go to church. We are always just together, but he never tell me about it.
Yeah.
But the moment I have been attending and learning is when I realized that, yes, here I can see that God is working.
So your life started changing.
My life started changing. Even wrong friends, normally those who used to call me or invited me that, oh, there is a certain party where we need to go and drink. I quit them.
You stopped drinking because you started drinking at the age of 14.
Yes, Bishop.
As you told us, Tombo, then other alcoholic drinks.
Yes, Bishop.
And how many years were you drinking?
Bishop, I can say is plus minus 20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
You tried to stop many times.
But I never stopped.
Now that you came to church, you started making chains of prayer.
Yes, Bishop.
What we call chain of prayer.
Yes,
which chains of prayer were you making?
First of all, Bishop, when a pastor was preaching, the pastor explained that if you want your life to be changed, if you want God to change your life, you have to come at this time. You have to come at this day. I decided to come on Wednesday. Wednesday because is when I have also learned the Word of God.
The Word of God.
The Bible.
Fridays, would you attend as well?
Friday, I used to attend for the revival for me to be free from addiction because I tell the pastor that day that, Pastor, yes, what you were preaching is true. I used to gamble a lot. I used to drink too much. I try even to stop, but I will never stop.
And now that you started coming to church seriously, how long it took for you to be completely free from the addiction?
Bishop, for me to stop, it doesn't take long.
Mm.
I can say, I remember very well, it only took for me a month.
1 month?
1 month. 1 month is when I decided. And that same day is when pastor say that, yes, if you want anyone who want to quit, or anyone want to quit addiction, or if you want God to change your life, come here on the altar. I can remember that I was not sitting far. I was the second person
to come.
Before
you continue, sorry, Sak.
Yes, Bishop.
We are going to have a short break. And if you want to include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3435. 0800-22-3435. Include your name. The name of your loved one or family member. Okay, don't go anywhere. After the break, Saku will continue with his testimony, how his life has been transformed. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stop Suffering. Tate Kalunga Nemoya back.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira okuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Paturura o radio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
Eagle FM, let's you express your
Well, we are back and the lines are opened for the prayer, for the prayer book. You can include your name in the prayer book. Before Sak continues, Pastor Festo, there are many people like this. They want to change their lives. They want to come out of their suffering, but they don't have the strength to do it alone, to do it on their own. Sak, like Sak, he tried. He tried to stop gambling. He started to stop drinking, stop womanizing. And he would say, next year I'll not do that. And January comes, they are doing everything again. Mm-hmm. And the same story. New year, old life. New year, old life. Because only through the power of God, through the power of faith, their lives can change.
Kajimbo ulimo ngalea fafana. Takutua kucha ongashi tati kucha opene fimbolo ngenge tashia kudeshe eba nukuli oha ningi oha tsikucha oha ndima ike peifenga ha ndesha ike deshe eba puko ae no malodo ahulilapa amichinu vali opene vanu hahulile koni mao havi alukaveli koni mao makuma onma alombwelo vanu aveshe kucha aha wa mitandinu vali itandina nevali omakaya ilo inima yafapo onda hulilapa ndekoni maike efimbo natango wihaluka aha we onkalo wetokololo kuchoto dimove mwene haonkalo wokujamo onkalo to dimo nde to dirilemo omwene Yesu Kristu za otoka pwikina natango kehukolo lae nge ak e apukalunga ndi takalele sha shukweto malunduru kota ya ta ini mawe maokolo wa sha tukupe o vanu vatame kana kalunga ndinashu nakoni I'm saying bishop only with God because all the testimonies that we give are for people who come to God and they never give up because they see changing coming every day changing coming up
exactly and this change can happen in your life just like it happened in the life of Zach. So, Sak, how long now have you been free from someone who was drinking alcohol for 20 years? How long now have you been free from alcohol, from gambling? Are you free from gambling as
yes,
well?
Yes, Bishop, I'm free.
You don't need
total
it?
Total free.
And humanizing?
I'm free from that.
Totally free. So how long now? Have you been free from these addictions?
Bishop, it is now 13 years.
13 years.
13 years. I'm free from addiction for drinking, gambling, womanizer. I'm free from that.
Amen. So you don't need to be up and down running after women?
No, I don't.
Are you a married man today?
Yeah. Today, since Bishop, I was free from all gambling, addiction and womanizer. The time that I have been in the church now, almost for 13 years, I'm free. God bless me with a woman of God. I'm married now. I have a business. I am farming. And I'm having a job as well. That time when I was used to drink too much, there was some time I was thinking, should be one day even drive a car. I'm not talking about driving somebody's car that you say, no, just go to Shoprite and bring for me something. I'm talking about being driving your own vehicle that you were even thinking that one day I will not even have that one. And back to the family, they say, one, we don't think if you are going to be a man who's going to have a family. Yes, Bishop.
Today, you are a businessman.
Yes, Bishop.
You are happily married. Are you happily married?
Yes, I'm happy, Bishop.
Praise God for that.
Yes.
So, Sak, what would you like to say the people listening now from the whole country, would like, what would you like to say to those who are suffering out there? What would you like to say to them?
Yeah, Bishop, as we came here on Tuesday, when I started to give my testimony, when I started to drink Tombo, it was age of 14. Looking back now at my age, so I just want to tell those who are listening right now that when we look at thing and thinking about what we are doing and the life that we live, we used to think that no, there is no a hope. That's why I was used to drink too much. That's why everything that I was doing, I was like, there is no a hope. There is no a hope. Let me just do the way that I want. But I want to tell those who are listening right now that there is always a way. But the way is not coming from ourselves. The way is not coming from our uncle. It's not from our brother. It's not coming from anywhere. The way for your life to be changed is coming from God. The moment you decided that, no, I don't want to live this life anymore. I want God to work in my life. Everything with God is possible. Yeah, there are times that we have been heading. Sometimes you just heard there's God, but you never even try to say, yes, mm-hmm. I'm going to quit this life that I have. And now I want to follow God. If you do that, God will change your life. God will change everyone, no matter how you are. No matter you are from the family, from rich family, or from the poor family. This is what people, most of the time people, Bishop, mm-hmm. they like to say, no, I'm from the poor family. But I'm not going to, God is not going to change me. Maybe God is going to change the life of those who are rich. That is a liar. God can change anyone's life.
Now, Sakau, needed to say that. I know you said a lot.
Yes, Bishop.
But if you can speak that again in Oshivambo language, in your home language, please.
Yes. Ondaharo kucha, pefimborime, ngashamo datame kokunwa otombodine durolongo nane, marashike shindakarandinu, pokachopo, ondakarandino madira durokucha, ngengo takutua kucha, kushi onlumenu lela, utakakara enano, family, unaneumbo, washetane kucha, mbori ongaramunye ange mbori, keinapatai, mbori amonwe ke ongahenya, kandi nangushu yasha, andi ashike ndirefe ndikarenga ashindahara. Osho, eita verola puka. Ndera ashike ngeere ohara ongaramunye we ishenje. Kujua ushe ouna. Kuchukare honu marodo shifike peni. Nde ohara ongaramunye we tatekarunga ishenje. Irapu tatekarunga. Itavera karunga kuchota duru kuchenja ongara mwenyewe. Eshi tate karunga achenja ongara mwenye yangene na nae otaduru na tango ukuchenja ongara mwenyewe.
The same way Sak's life changed, your life can change as well. And those want to know you in person, Sak.
Yes, Bishop.
Where do you attend? Which Universal Church do you attend?
Yeah, for those who want to know and to know how God changed my life. I didn't change my life myself, but God changed my life because I believe you can come to Universal Church here in Windhoek at Cathedral Independence Avenue. If you come there and you ask, you want to talk to me, you, if you come and say, I'm looking for Tate Saki, you will find me. Kwa vane muete kucha, wapumbwa ekwafo, nuahala kuda kucha, tate karungo kwa shenja ongaramuya yangenga ipi, Otoduru kuya pongereka Universal Checha, Movenduka, Mepandandaro Independence, Omotoduru kuhangange, opondiku pehekorolange, inandi chenja ongaramunye yange mwene, ashike ongaramunye yange, oya chenjwa kutate karunga. Nondishikucha okundaja ketameko, ondakara ndina ongaramunye apuka, nde ashike eshindahanje ongaramunye yange kutate karunga, opo ongaramunye yange ya chenja, nena ondiri onu eri ndayo oroka kongala mwenye inyonare. Ndeno mefimbu eriro peifenga o family yange o haikufange kukucha ame onpe wa family. As I'm talking right now, my family, those who know me from there, that time when I used to drink Tombo and alcohol and when I was addicted, they were not even looking at me that maybe one day God will change my life. Today, they are the one who say, this one is our family. This one is our helper. Most of the time when they have a problem, they come to me first.
Amen. Praise
God. That one, it will happen also in your life.
Yeah, if they can believe like you did.
Yes,
so, Sak, thank you very much for your testimony. So, those want to speak to him in person here in our Cathedral of Faith, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. Especially Sundays, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you very much, Sak. God bless you for your testimony. Thank you for your testimony. God bless. So, you can call now the toll free number 0800 22 3335 0800 22 3335, and you can include your name in the prayer book. The pastors are available waiting for your call so that you can include your name in the prayer book, and I'm sure God is going to bless your life, because there are people like this, Pastor Festus, who don't know what to do. So they don't need to wait for Sunday. Tomorrow, how do you say tomorrow?
Mongula.
In the Universal Church is the day of deliverance. Is the day that we make what we call the prayer of deliverance. You who are suffering with addiction, you are suffering with bad luck, you are suffering with spiritual problems, and you don't know what to do. God is just waiting. We are here now with Pastor Sean from Catutura Branch. God is just waiting. There are people who say like this, I'm waiting for God.
Yes,
for sure. I'm waiting for God to do something for me. I'm waiting for God to help me. But God is a God of reaction.
Yes, for sure.
When we act, He reacts. So what actually is happening is that God is the one that is waiting for this person.
Indeed, Bishop. God is waiting for them right now. The Bible says, and this is God saying, return to me and I'll return to you. Yeah. So God is just waiting for this person to take the action so that he may return to him, Bishop. The door is open. It just depends on us to take the action and return to God, Bishop.
Yeah, 0800 22 3335, you can include your name in the prayer book. I would like to share with you the Bible verse of tonight, which is coming from the book of Isaiah. I'm reading for you New King James Bible, in the book of Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, chapter number 41, verse number 10, when God says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you. Yes, I'll help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So, God's hand, Pastor Festus, God's hand is stretched out. God is stretching out his hand to this person right now. Paife.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Is that correct? Paife.
Yes.
Paife. Right now, Paife. God is through this radio program, God is stretching out his hand to this person. But now they have to stretch out their hands and hold God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're going to be praying for them shortly.
Yes, Bishop. Ongashi, on Bishop Alesha, kucha, kalungo tati kucha, inotila, ame onjilipa mwena ave. Tati kucha, no makae okwa tale lifwa pedu kwa above mu itavela ngengo une itavelo peifenga ha kalunga ka, koe enyala dae diripove peifenga ha ove shwa pumbokuninga okutambula enyala da kalunga koe opwe kuyambule pomomu juoto shakeneke mongalo yuli ngashungushu dite meokolo wapa osho shili unene shinyanyu kifwa onu kwa ya monu ikuna medula disho milongo mbali ndo molongo na natu ongala monyo ya ina nale nefalama ongala monyo ya ina nale nuhuto ongala monyo ya lunduruko ongala monyo nukwa ombola nale ufike penyo. I'm saying
yes.
Just the testimony we have right now, in 20 years of suffering and in 13 years of achieving goals, How great is it that the person was despised and were
rejected?
Rejected is the one that being called now the head of the family.
The helper of the family.
The helper of the family.
So that's what God wants to do with you. We're going to have a short break. After that, the lines will be open. 083-2888-401. You're going to speak to us live if you want. Okay, let's go for the break. I'm going to be right back.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays 9 p.m. from the studios of the Eagle FM here in Windhoek to the whole country. You can call now. You'd like to speak to us live. You want to talk to us. 083-2888-401. You are struggling. You are suffering. Perhaps you don't sleep at night. And I would like to make a challenge now. You who are struggling to sleep. You are having a difficult time. You're having a hard time to sleep at night because of bad dreams, nightmares, spiritual attacks, spiritual husband of the night, wife of the night. Call the toll-free number 083-288-2888-401. Speak to us live. Or you, if it's busy, if the lines are busy, you can call the toll-free of the church, 0800-22-333-5. Okay, and have your glass of water. Many people, they ask us, why do we pray for the water? Yes. We pray for the water because it is biblical.
Yes.
And if it is promised in the word of God, it has to be fulfilled. And we are challenging them to pray with us.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. They have to put the word of God to test, Bishop. It's like if we buy an appliance, a TV or something, before we leave the shop, they usually test it for us just to make sure it's working. How will they know that the word of God, what we preach, is working if they put it to the test? When they place their bottle of water there, we will pray and they will see if what we are preaching is true or not, Bishop.
If nothing happens, okay, you don't need to pray with us anymore. That's why I'm saying to you, it's a challenge. And you can call now if you want, 083-2888-401. You want to sleep well at night. You want to sleep well. You are having difficult time because of so many problems, so many worries. You know, there are people that they go to bed tired. They go to bed. They are tired because they were working the whole day. They were busy the whole day. But when they go to bed, they can't sleep. Because it's like something evil, an evil force comes to attack them during the night.
Ngashinana tushishila lero kuchokuchu. Openo vanu omniyakofa. Hapendu kalo loka na shita kanangalo nokwalo loka. Shashokushishinare kuchashita imondu da. Mondu doto imonde to kanga mofi di. To ponda to li kuri ya uweshi kuchoya japeni. Peno mafini niko mufi kushou. On bishop okwaya nje shongu apa. Eshongwe yole likucha. Longi kidoka kopiko yeko meva. Osheshi ke hulo programa isha. Atuke kunigono meilika no. Ujuo toka kanamo unhara mwenyewe. Nongengi no kanamo. So osheshi kucha. Ino kufari yombinga mo ladio mo apatulipe ifengano kukwiri kanina. Shasho meilika no etu kena shita niki.
Yes, what did you say?
I'm saying, Bishop, as you have given them a challenge that they must prepare their water, and as they are going to drink that water. So he says, if nothing happened, is that what you are speaking? It doesn't make sense.
There are people who are even in pain. Right now, there are people who are feeling pain. Yes, I'm talking to you who are feeling pain right now. You have a headache, you have a stomach ache, you have a chest pain. Let us do like this. We are going to pray earlier today. We are going to make the prayer. We are going to make the prayer. And you can call after to give a testimony. You can call after and share with us the testimony, the result of the prayer. Do you have the jingle of the prayer read? But you have to have now a bottle of water. Go there now. Go there now to the tap. Go there now to the kitchen. Can be water from the tap, that's no problem. Or from the fridge. Where you get your water, the water you drink. Get it now, because we're going to pray. Ask them to prepare the water, Pastor, please.
Long kidoka kupiko komea peifengaha, peifengaha, shashuatu ka ninge eirikano peifengaha, opo, oveto kanje hokolo onale kujamola diomo kuchoshikihe kuningiwamo peifengaha, shashishongo latameka peifengaha, long kidoka kupiko komeva, opo koni mairikano eri, shimo shino kuningiwamo mongara mnyoe.
Yes, we are going to pray now, and the power of God will be manifested. Pastor Festus, I'll start the prayer, Pastor Festus will bless the water. Let us talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Because there are people out there suffering. But we believe, Lord. We believe that you are Father. Tate kalunga oya tate. We believe that you are Father. And you are going to touch this person right now. There are people, Lord, trying to stop drinking. The people trying to stop gambling, trying to stop doing the wrong things that they have been doing, the things that are harming them, that are making them suffer. But right now, my Father, we ask that you may stretch out your mighty hand throughout Namibia, from the north to the south, from the coast, in every region of this country, my God, and help this person, my Father. That people were thinking even of killing themselves, committing suicide. They heard the bad words from the family that you are nothing, that you are nobody, that you're not a real man, you are not a real woman. They heard many negative words that they are zeros, that it would be better for them if they would never have been born. But right now, my Father, your power touched them. To change their life, to set them free in the name of Jesus.
Kalunga kange medinala Jesus Christus sha eshi handiambe komeva kalunga kange enjovodo da popsa kucha ove omea omwenyo kalunga kange over nuvoe eshi tavakano meva onga na ve kunwe onga ove toento imolutu malutuavo mengala mwenyo davo menjila davo nde toningi oinima aishe iwashashi kalunga kange ove mua uwawe kalunga kange na ukufombinga mengala mwenyo doba nuvoe peifenga eshitanu meva otanu ikumi falonga yoe medinala Jesus Christus wandi ambeko meva amen.
Amen. Praise God. Drink now the blessed water. And be blessed. Be strong now. You can even call if you want now and share. You were feeling bad. You were feeling pain. 083-2888-401. 083-2888-401. You can call now and share your testimony. And I'm sure God will bless you much more. And if the line is not working, you can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800. That one is continuous. 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. That's the toll-free of the Universal Church. And you can call and include your name. And even later, if you need prayers, if you need counseling over the phone, you can call and the lines of the church are available. The Lord Jesus is just waiting for you. And the doors of the Universal Church are open. Tomorrow, we have the chain of prayer of deliverance every Friday throughout Namibia. Pastor Afshon, what's happening Fridays in the Universal Church?
Yes, Bishop, we have the walls to pray against, the walls, spiritual walls to come down, the walls that the devil has placed maybe through jealousy, witchcraft, whatever, Bishop, if they come to use their faith, as the walls of Jericho came down, so will these walls fall down in their lives.
Yes, you can be sure of it. As the Bible says that by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Just like in the life of Zach, there were walls of addiction. There was walls of addiction in his life from the age of 14, 20 years. How long, dear listener, how long have you been suffering? Since when have you been suffering? And God is the one waiting now for this person to take action.
Yes, Bishop. Kashimba. O tokenda bala kuya komesho, nde ashike shi tokenda bala nasho, itashi komesho, shashi, omuno makuma elimenji la doe, omakuma opa mepo, o udyo nlongi unjini ni, o udyo naingono mokulonga kwe milonga weke shoshuto shilongo, o shawa pala unengono dokulonga ashike, kuna patoi ongala mwenyo ya ifeke ya komesho, kashona yoyashuna konima, so ongeno tuno omeilika no mongula, o kuteapo omakuma omakumo pa mepo, omukwa mepo we, nga shikalunga te apwe kumala eliko, shona tango omakuma we, limonga la mwenyo te kuimbi weko mesho, kalunga otaka te apo filufilu, opongala mwenyo imanguluke filufilu, mongula ne metitano, omalongelo kalunga ke etu, ohakala unene po hama nongula, ohatukala tu na poponulongo na tango, nopo natu, nopo hama noko matango, sho ove shiwa pumboku ninga, kufongatu, Andi tinga ipiano. Kufe tokolo. Shashi oke tokolo. Ongara mwenye oete idruku lundruka. Ngengi no kufe tokolo kapena. Shita shu lundruka. Yes. Mungu la pohamano. Ototo hange onguli nenetu ilongiki. Jila oku kukonjela ongara mwenye oe. Shashi shika lunge tumangulula. Naveo kalunga te kumangulula. Ngashungwa mangulo ongara mwenye ashaki. Eshita anje okolo lae kuchaka lungo kwa mangulo ongara mwenye oe. Naveo te kumangulula. Itavela shiki.
And the doors of the Universal Church are open, waiting for you. In our Cathedral of Faith, 32 Independence Avenue, Os Pamplat. You can find the church open throughout the day. The services are at 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 midday, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and 6 p.m. The doors are open. I think we have a caller now. Good evening, caller. Good evening, caller. Good evening. We think we lost the caller. You can try again. And there in Katutura, Pastor.
Yes, Bishop. We are in Richard Kamohuka Street, where it joins with Independence Avenue behind Groot Winkels. We are there 6 in the morning, 7, 10, 12, 3 p.m. and the main service at 6 p.m. Bishop.
I think we have a caller. Good evening, caller. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm speaking to whom?
You are speaking to Jacob Owen.
Oh, Jacob. So,
yes.
Jacob from Gobabis.
Yes, from Gobabis.
So, in Gobabis, what's the address of the church and the time of the service, Jacob?
Our address here, we are in Karuleb Street, a Epako location, next to the municipality. And our services tomorrow, the first service is 7, followed by 10, 3 in the afternoon, and the last one is 6 p.m.
Okay.
Sunday, 7 in the morning and 10 in the morning. Thank you, Bishop.
Even Sunday. God bless you, Jacob. Okay.
You,
okay. Jacob is the auxiliary pastor responsible for our church in Gobabis. In Okuriangava.
Bishop, in Okuriangava, we are in on Dodo Street called Stop and Pray, opposite ShopRite USAFE. And tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, 6 p.m., you can come and receive the strong prayers. As God delivered Tatesaki, you are also going to be delivered in the same way.
I think we have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Good evening, caller.
Toto.
Oto atokra pa memo, matokra pa nawa. Memo ta dengi kuja pen ned na lauli liye. Oto dengi kujila konipe jinalo e.
Okay.
Me alia tuku gali kanene kombi gashike kongulo shionina.
Ndaha mkwase njandi kandaha kuya kongere kama kanti naso transport mani. Tandi indira kamiri anjo teji na orengeke teksto zanje kwa sire njoreo. onde umkwasenje nga muyagari kainenga yohore nga kuntima kwasenje mungala mwenye.
Na hatu kuhili kanene opo kalunga ayambe kwa ngala mwenyewe, ukali inopumbwa wali kuja konu nde kalunga mwenye kuyambeka. Opo uni umono mito yoku. Tame kukongu ilongu tale. O meti wali tali ya, ishto ya pola joe, telelemba pila doe. So, ndiyote kuchuwa lungi kitoka kopiko yeko meva, atuke kuhilikane na peifenga ha.
Okay, God bless. We are going to end the program now. You can call 0800-22-3335 and inquire the nearest address. Tate kalunga ne muyambeke. Have a good night, everyone. Until next time. Bye-bye.